Congratulations, I suppose. Came here, did what had to be done.
Did what had to be done, Tom. And I suppose after last year, there was always a wee doubt in the boys' head that Monaghan turned them over, and we felt we were the better side. But you just don't know what Monaghan team's turning up. But listen, we got our own house in order and set a stall out early and got a good lead, and we never looked back from it.
Really, really, as you say, set your stall out very early with that two quick goals in the first about 5-6 minutes.
Yes, well, we did go and watch them, as I told you, against Louth, and I felt their full back line would be vulnerable enough, you know, and it proved so in the early stages. We tried to leave a bit of space in there for Davin and Jared and Barney maybe, and we got in the net, so that was a great start for us.
Yeah, and what really, well, from then on, I know Mark Traynor got in for a goal that you won't be all that happy about.
No, well, I had them warned about Mark Traynor, who lies out of the play a lot, and Witts and Monaghan, they turn the ball over, and when he gets the legs opened up, he's very hard to stop.
But he got through very easily.
Even through our defence very, very easily, and they were told at half time, you know, that can't happen again. And listen, they kept him well marshaled in the second half.
Yeah, but having said that, the second quarter, you really took over. And Davin and Declan and Gerard and James O'Donnelly, they all hit some brilliant scores.
Some great scores, you know, and I suppose we played Declan out and centre forward today, who more to link up with the full forward line, you know, and play ball in, and it proved he was feeding Davin well there and Kevin. So, listen. A lot of headaches coming out to select the team for this final, but it's a good one to have.
Yeah, because Joe LeBoy didn't start today, Lee Henderson didn't start today, you know, plenty of subs on the bench as well, strength and depth.
Yeah, well, one thing we go on is training, you know, and we just don't go by names anymore, Tom, and if some man's showing well in training, that's the boys gets the nod, and that's one thing we probably changed in Donegal hurling this year, that nobody's safe, you know, and the pressure's on the boys in the pitch. If they don't perform, that there'll be changes made the next day.
4-22, as I said, to 1-10. Pretty confident, very comfortable, really. The game fizzled out towards the end, and especially when they went down to 14 men.
A lot of spaces opened up then, you know, and I think we had a lot of scores at ease at the end up. But listen, a big 2 weeks ahead now to look forward to this final.
Yeah, Warwickshire are going to be your opponents.
Warwickshire now, and I went and watched them in the league final against Louth, and they're well kitted out with a lot of down south men and three or four Antrim men, so they pose a big threat to us, and we'll have to try to counteract their strengths, you know, and take a good look at them now.
But Donegal are a good place, and a good place.
Donegal is a good place, and I feel, listen, it'll be a good game, us and Warwickshire, but if we play the way we can, Tom, I'd be confident enough we could get a result too.